Unit 7. Success. Recording 1.
Hello, and welcome back to the Focus podcast. I'm Jenny Osman, the editor of Focus, the monthly science and technology magazine from the BBC. He's the hugely influential author of Blink and the Tipping Point. His work is quoted by academics, presidents, and your mates down the pub. And now Malcolm Gladwell has turned that deft mind of his to a new subject, the science of success. In his new book, Outliers, Gladwell argues that if we want to be successful, we should think less about what successful people are like and more about where they have come from and the opportunities they have had along the way. Now, Ian's read the book and he joins me now. Now, his new book is looking at success.
Yes, and what he says is that if we think about somebody like Bill Gates, he's a really successful person, mm-hmm. And we want to learn from his achievements, mm-hmm. then what do we look at? We look at what that man is like, you know, what drives him, what does he do on a day-to-day basis, how can we be more like him? But what Gladwell argues in the new book is that we should pay less attention to that side of stuff and look at where Bill Gates came from.
So
how did he
history.
Get to where he got to, the opportunities he had along the way. And what he says is that Bill Gates has one thing in common with another very, very successful group of people, the Beatles.
So what's that?
Well, they both practice what they do, and they practiced a lot.
Right. So what does that? How much is a lot?
A lot is 10,000 hours. That's like the magic number. If you're going to become world-class at anything in the world,
okay.
You need to put 10,000 hours practice in. So the Beatles, they were doing gigs, you know, like all-night gigs in Hamburg in these little clubs. And just the number of hours they put in on the stage allowed them to master their craft. And the same with Bill Gates. He, as he was growing up, got into computer programming and through a very fortunate series of events, he was able to program and program and program. And again, kind of build up
because he had access to computers at the time.
Absolutely.
when the field was developing,
timing,
I guess.
As well. It's right. so important. You know, you just happen to go to a university where he'd have access to a computer programming unit. I mean, this was, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when computers were you know, the size of rooms and stuff. What Gladwell does, you know, throughout the book is pick up on these little nuances that we really need to go back and look at again if we're really to understand why successful people are as successful as they are.
I think the 10,000 hours magic number is really interesting because, as you know, I used to play tennis professionally and I hit a load of tennis balls when I was little, and I'm sure I must have done 10,000 hours worth. You know, I used to play like 4 hours a day and stuff. And I remember speaking to Martina Hingis's mum about why she thought her kid was so good and such a prodigy. And she basically said, my daughter has been hitting tennis balls since the age of 3, and she has hit X number of tennis balls for X number of hours. And it's, you know, I'm sure she's... So kind of once you're over that magic number of 10,000...
Yeah. The same goes for people like Beethoven. It's incredible how broad...
But at the end of the day, you've got to have talent.
You've got to have talent. You have to have belief in what you can do, and you have to have the will to put those hours in.
Uh-huh.
But you also need the opportunity.